We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Makes your job easier hosting a show from home when you have a guy like Elliot Friedman joining the line. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Are we?
I think we're just doing great. We haven't seen each other in like 2 weeks. It's amazing.
Well, you know what? Listen, no lie here, Elliot. It's not like I'm sitting at home going like, man, I got to get to work to see Craig. I'm losing it. I don't know. Who's the most miserable person you work with, Elliot?
How long do we have?
Okay. Well, take the person that works closest to you, the most miserable person, Berkey. And then multiply that by Berkey. 15, mm-hmm. And then have them jam down your throat 4 hours a day for a week. You tell me how I'm doing. This is great.
If you can handle the self-isolation, it's excellent. If you're one of those people that craves human contact, not so easy. But
well, this is why. Good. This is why Craig is going first overall in the quarantine.
I gotta tell you, I think this has been amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen Craig so happy in the last 2 weeks.
You know what's amazing is I'm even telling my kids that we have to be quarantined in the house. So they're not allowed to come out of their room. I gotta stay downstairs. Everything's great.
He's got all the door handles tied on the outside together to the right to the newel post.
I should try that. That's a good one. I gotta give you credit. I didn't even think of that one.
All right, Elliot, what's going on your side of the world?
Probably very similar to yours. We're trying to do stuff to keep myself busy. You know what? I've given up sugar, and I've cut my alcohol intake to only 2 days a week I can drink alcohol. So that's what I'm trying to do because I don't want
to. Are you trying to make yourself go crazy?
Yeah, I know. Eh? It's not easy. I started watching that Tiger Guy thing on Netflix. Wow, that thing is wild.
Yes. Did you make it through the whole thing?
I'm on the second one. I just finished the second one.
Can I ask you something? Like, there's a lot of people raving about it. And last night, later on, I gave it a shot. And I don't know that. I'll save my opinion for another day on that. I'm just curious to know your thoughts.
Well, the one thing I believe is it doesn't need, like, I'm in episode two, like I said, just finished. But I don't believe it needs to be seven episodes or whatever it is. Like sometimes I think in our business, guys, we we create this thing that, oh, it's a 12-part special because we think that the more it is, the better it is. It doesn't need to be 7 episodes, I don't think. I think it could have been, I mean, for example, the 2 I've been through could probably be down to 1. So I can understand what you're, if you're leading me on as if it's too much, I get it, but I've heard the payoff in later episodes is very good. Like some buddies who've gotten through it have said to me, you have to hang in because some of the biggest punch is packed later in these shows, and it's worth it, they tell me.
So, like, I guess, what angle are they coming at from? Like, I was kind of in and out in the first episode, and I'm wondering, are they coming at it from the activist side of things, or are they coming at it from the, hey, this is okay side of things? Because I think that, like, they're it seems to me like they're celebrating this guy, and I don't really know. Like, he has these rare tigers and cats, big cats, in cages in Florida.
Well, we know he ends up in jail, right? So I'm not giving a spoiler alert there. Like, all you have to do is turn on the show and you know that happens. But I don't know if I'd say they're celebrating him. I think they're trying to give you an idea of why this guy is wired the way he is. And the other thing too, Andrew, is it's pretty obvious he's a pretty complex guy. There's a lot going on with him. And I think they're trying to explain that this isn't just a story about a guy who keeps rare pets, whether you agree or disagree with that. I think they're trying to explain that this is, like most of us, there's good and there's bad that we do, and people are complicated. And I think that's the thing I actually think of. Like, I was expecting the same thing you did. Like, who is this guy who's keeping tigers where they shouldn't be? And there's an early scene where a guy's got a snow leopard in his truck. This is a different guy.
Yeah.
A guy's got a snow leopard. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. What is he doing with that? And I think in this particular, in the situation with the key person, Joe or whatever his name is, they're trying to explain that it's a lot deeper than that. And that's the one thing I kind of like about it. People are complicated. We do good. We do bad. We do things that are smart. We do things that are dumb. And why do we do things that are dumb or bad? Because we're humans. And I kind of like that whole way of trying to explain who this guy is and how his life has been, and maybe let that explain some of the choices he's made. I respect that about this piece.
Okay. All right.
You know what? And what I'm just going to add this so we can end this Tiger King topic. I think you have to see all the episodes to actually understand and appreciate what's going to happen.
I would agree with that.
Okay. So, well, moving on.
I'll tell you what. You guys sold me. Okay, because I wasn't going back for round 2, but I'm going in for round 2. Second plate coming up, and I'll tell you what I think tomorrow. But on a different note, Elliot, I've already told Riv what I think. I think he's told me what I think. But one team, I'm not surprised it's only one team because it's not like it's a brilliant idea. One team has proposed a play down for the number 1 pick overall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, that is out there. The commissioner led, the commissioner did tell teams were willing to listen to ideas. I think he's even said it to media. I think he's made it very clear that if you have a creative idea that you're thinking about for the playoffs, please submit it. And I believe people had. And as Craig Custance reported yesterday, I believe there is a team that has submitted a proposal. Instead of a lottery, you have a tournament for it. And from what I understand, the one complication is that Ottawa would have 2 picks and San Jose would have none. So what do you do with that? And I'm curious to see what the proposal is for that. Like, do you have Ottawa play double the games and San Jose not play at all? It's kind of an interesting situation.
Well, you have Belleville play, Elliot. Belleville plays.
Belleville Place, that's not bad. I'll give you that one. They were pretty good this year. But, you know, the one thing I don't know if that'll happen, Andrew, But I like the fact that people are at least thinking differently. When we come back, and I don't know when, but we know at some point we will, they're going to have to be creative. You can't come back with, okay, opening night of the season, Buffalo versus Montreal, Toronto versus Ottawa, St. Louis versus Chicago, and Anaheim versus LA. You can't do that. You've got to come back with something unique, something different, something that's going to grab eyeballs. And to me, that does it. And I think at this point in time, people should be encouraged to think a little bit differently.
Do you think, and it's almost, it's impossible to even know this or understand, but do you think that they're trying to play or finish this season?
I doubt it. I doubt it. Now, one thing I know, I've talked with a couple of GMs about it. They're going to want some kind of, I don't know if exhibition game or tune-up game is the right thing for it. Because, a lot of us have been proposing this kind of play-in. Where, let's say they go to 24 teams, and it has been talked about. Well, then one of the things that's been discussed is the top two teams in every division get a bye, and everybody else, 5 versus 12, 6 versus 11, and so on, you have to play a play-in game or a two-game series or something like that. Well, then, one of the GMs of a team that would get a bye said to me, wait a second. We're going to be in first or second place in our division, and our reward is we get a bye after not playing for months, and then we've got to play a lower-seeded team that has just played two really intense games, and we haven't played at all. That's not right. And he makes a good point. So I don't know if we'll get regular season games, but we're going to get something. To me, Andrew, I don't think they should be coming back with, okay, we're going to play a couple of regular season games and then determine the playoffs. I think the playoffs should be determined. I think they should say, look, we're putting in 24 teams, and we're going in with this, but everybody's going to have one or two games to warm up with first. To me, I don't see a point in playing the regular season as much, unless you just want to do it for the hell of it. But I think at this point in time, you've got to be looking at, we're coming back with a playoff format, and this is it, and now here's how we're going to get everybody warmed up.
I don't have anything to say. I mean, it's one of those things where I don't just want to get into a discussion with you, Elliot, and waste your time spitballing ideas.
Why not?
Because we have no idea. We have no idea if we're even going to play again or not. But I look forward to seeing the reactions of the teams that aren't put on the same level. That's all I have to say.
Well, I understand, Craig. I understand that. I get that. The one thing is, for example, last week, I'll tell you guys this. Actually, this is actually something I think could appeal to you guys because you guys both play. So I heard last week that some players were not thrilled about the idea of playing in July. They didn't want to play in July because that's not kind of the way they're wired. And, one guy called me and he asked me, he said, what do you think about this? And I was like, I get it. Like, I understand, like, okay, I'll concede I get the point. You're used to July as your recovery time. But this situation is so unparalleled and unprecedented in our lifetimes. I'm sorry, I'm not old enough to know what happened in 1918-19 when the Spanish flu attack the world. This is a unique and different circumstance in our lifetimes, and hopefully we never see anything like this again. But everybody's going to have to adapt. Nobody's winning out of this. We're all feeling it, whether it's financially or emotionally, or like we joked at the top that we like staying at home. I'm with the two of you. I love it. But not everybody likes it. And we're all going through challenges here. And we have to understand that nobody is coming out of this unscathed. And we're all going to have to accept a bit of a new reality here, and we can't all benefit. So, like, if you're talking about the Sabres, okay, and the Sabres, if they went to top 12 on the points percentage, you guys would just miss out to Montreal. And I would totally understand why the Sabres, their fans, the players, the organization, and everybody would be pissed off if that meant they didn't get in. I get that. But, I mean, unless you're putting everybody in, I don't know what else you do. Now, what I would do is if I was the Sabres, I would say, look, if we don't get into the playoffs, we want increased draft lottery odds. That those teams who get into the playoffs should have their draft lottery odds decreased and ours should be increased. And that's the kind of trade-off that I would be looking for if I was in their shoes.
Wow. I would just like to see everybody in the playoffs. If they're going to make a playoff, I'd like to see every team in the playoffs.
Good. So what are you going to have? Like, mathematically, it doesn't even work unless you give someone a bye. But the reality is every team in this situation would not want a bye. This whole coronavirus is a bye. They're going to want to get back playing and get the get the stale legs out from underneath them. They're not going to want to sit back and watch everybody else grind it out, because there's benefit to sitting out, but there's also, I believe in this scenario, there's more benefit to playing. Now, Elliot, the other question.
How about you just give Detroit the first overall pick, tell them that they're not going to play in the playoffs? They're like 40 or 20 points behind the next team, is it not?
I'll tell you why. Because you don't think Ottawa wants to land Lafreniere?
Lafreniere.
He's from right over the border.
Ottawa has better odds than Detroit because they've got two picks. Ottawa's got better odds than Detroit because they got two picks.
That's right.
But Ottawa's not going to want to get in, Riv. Ottawa could end up with number one and number two.
They could.
Yeah, that's
now.
Wow.
Now I'll say this. Like, I will say, I don't know if I mentioned it to you before. I had some, like, when I was talking about getting Chicago and Montreal in because they have fans who watch them and it's better for your TV ratings. Somebody did call me and say, you know who else people watch? Buffalo and Detroit. So yeah. I mean, I don't know, but like, I don't think you're putting Detroit in the playoffs. I just don't see that. Maybe you go to 26, maybe you go to 28. I don't know what the answer is here. I think at one point somebody did propose everybody with a March Madness style, and you just figure out the math. Like, I think all these things are on the table. But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to put all 31 teams in. I'd be surprised, but I've been surprised before.
Well, 31 thoughts. At number eight, we got to talk about this conversation. We know you talked to some of the stars recently around the league. And the quotes here that I'm reading about Jack Eichel are absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I mean, credit to him, because he was willing to do it and willing to send those in. You know, it's funny. Years ago, when I hadn't dealt with Eichel yet, and someone sent me that article in Sports Illustrated, and it had that line, like, he talks about how he doesn't like it when people kiss his ass. He likes the truth. And they said, if you ever deal with Jack Eichel, you know, you've got to know that. And one of the things that you worry about on email or text whenever you're – and we all know this. You're always worried that somebody will misunderstand the tone of what you're trying to say. So when you're doing this kind of a thing, you're kind of talking about, okay, I want to make sure that the player understands what I'm getting at. So I basically used that line about, you know, the Sports Illustrated piece, and you know, I thought his quotes were really good too. I thought he had some really interesting things to say. I love that note about his dad being his toughest critic, telling him at New Year's that he was really proud of where he'd gone as a player. I know that Eichel really takes his workout routine seriously. But I think the thing I was most curious about is that, you know, it's been another hard year in Buffalo, frustrating. And, you know, at the beginning of the year at the NHL, at the media tour in Chicago, he talked a lot about his first conversations with Ralph Kruger, about how he gave him confidence and made him believe in the positive energy. I just wanted to know if in March he still felt that way after a tough season. And it's pretty clear he did. And I think that's probably the most optimistic thing that you can have right now in Buffalo, that in terms of hockey, is that Jack Eichel still believes in Ralph Kruger. And I thought that was a great answer by him. And I think Eichel deserves a lot of credit, as a lot of other guys do, for being generous enough to give really thoughtful answers.
I love it. How's your fingernail taste, Rib? You've been biting your nail the whole time.
What? What are you talking about?
See, I can see you, but you can't see me. No, that's interesting, Elliot. I always wonder about star players and their fathers and their parents and outside influences and who gives them advice, because these guys have to be so careful on who they listen to. And, you know, I just think hearing that about the toughest critic, but I think, you know, he measures the success by winning. I said to Craig, you can see that in his post-game interviews. I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, we mistook immaturity for how to handle losing. And, you know, he started off losing often in this league. And I think that that is something that absolutely drives him. I think winning drives him. And someone yesterday, they posted the top hat tricks in the league. And I feel like that Ottawa game where he went out and got all four goals was kind of that game where he was that I'm sick of losing player at that moment.
You know what I loved in that game is he tried to get Vasey the empty netter. Like, that was the best part about it, is that he's sitting there, you know, he could get four goals, and he's trying to tell Vasey to get open so he can get a goal he desperately needs. I agree with you. I think, you know, sometimes we forget that you hand a young guy the keys to the franchise and he's 18, 19 years old. And some guys at 18, 19, they're really lucky. They can handle that. Like, I know I couldn't have. And I think Jack Eichel, when he was 18, 19, he wanted to do all the right things. He wanted to be that guy. He's like, yes, I will lead the Buffalo Sabres into their next phase and their next era and their next generation of success. But and I think that's important, but it doesn't mean we all know how to do it at that age. And I think he's really grown into it. I think he really cares. He wants to do well. And I think we're all realizing it now.
And just going back to that night, he tried to give VC the OT goal or the empty netter. Do you remember the empty netter?
I don't remember it, but I remember asking him about it.
He shelved it from center right. It was a frozen rope under the bar from just over the blue line or the red line, sorry. Like, he snapped it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Hey, before we let you go, number 15 on your list came back with Dylan Larkin and Steve Yzerman. Does it sound like there is some optimism for Craig Rive to acquire Dylan Larkin from the Red Wings?
Not a chance. After reading that, Steve Yzerman knows that you have to give your fans a reason to come to your game. And if you're trading Dylan Larkin, are you really getting that? Are you really doing that? I mean, you better get something incredible in return. And the fact that Yzerman's telling him, hey, you got to lead positively and Larkin's willing to do it, that says to me that the GM is investing a lot in his captain.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny.
It makes me sick to my stomach to even hear that.
I don't know. Me and Larkin, man, are in very similar situations at the start of their careers in Detroit.
Very similar.
Oh, I listen. I mean, you're going to waste an amazing player for many, many years in Detroit. That's just my opinion.
I get that. Look, I understand what you're saying, but as far as I'm concerned, you also have to show to your fans that you have a purpose. There's a reason you come to the rink. And one of the reasons you come to the rink, if you're a Red Wing fan, is to watch Dylan Larkin, especially when you're where you are right now.
Makes sense.
I don't like that answer, Elliot.
Elliot, here's a homework assignment for you, because we don't have the power to get it done. Okay. What would it take to get Dylan Strome from the Chicago Blackhawks? Let's work on that one for next week.
You could do that. Okay.
All right. Well, I like the sound of that. That looks good.
That could happen. That's a possibility.
Why? Like what? You doing the homework or actually getting Dylan Strome?
Well, both, I guess, actually. No, I think he's available. I think he'd be available.
And what are we talking about here, Elliot? What would you have to give up to get a player like this?
Well, that's the research I'd have to do. But I don't think it's like there was a point this year where they were talking about, you know, a fresh start for him and seeing what was available out there. So I don't know if it's a time, but I'll research it for you. Gives me something to do for 7 days.
Yes, well, sir.
We don't have those contacts, Elliot, so we appreciate you doing the dirty work for us.
No problem.
And if we don't read about it in next week's 31 Thoughts, we'll definitely ask you about it next Thursday. Thanks for your time today.
No worries, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah, stay healthy, Elliot, you and your family. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.